Welcome back to Rome Boys. On this episode, we're going to do Q&A. The question for today, how do you become a saint?
Would you like me to explain?
I would love to hear this.
So would I.
How do you become a saint?
I mean, yeah. If the answer was so clear, we'd all be like, boom, let's do it. First thing that comes to my mind is paragraph 1434 in the Catechism. The three forms of penance. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So your level of prayer, your communication with God is at that level. Man, is any of ours there?
Yeah.
Fasting, like sacrificing for the good of the church and others, and more than just what the church requires, but going above that. And almsgiving, you know, I heard one person said, instead of giving 10%, they keep 10% and give 90%. I mean, cool. There's the level that, at the level of a saint, right, is hardcore, you know. I noticed that most saints, obviously, are totally in love with the Eucharist, love our Blessed Mother, pray the Rosary often, but every saint's different, and they have their own story and uniqueness, but our call is to be a living saint, and then someday, God willing, they'll put a big old banner of our face at the Vatican. But it's tough, right? I mean, yeah.
Father, is there an application we can fill out to become a saint?
I know there's one for seminary, so call me if you want that. Nice. Yeah, I don't know. Like, because everybody, if you look at the lives of the saints, you've got all sorts of different stories on how they all got to holiness. Mm-hmm. And every story is different. So I think there's got to be something to that.
Most of them require death.
Well, yeah, that's an important part. Yeah,
martyrdom.
So,
or
I guess else. So. It's part of the question, like, what is the formal process for becoming a saint?
I think just they want to be a saint.
Like, they want.
How does an everyday person who's not going to be tortured and massacred?
Yeah, martyrdom's a quick way, right?
That's a very quick way. How does the normal person? There you go. How about that?
Well, I guess so. Like, what does it mean to be a saint? Like, what? I guess what's our goal? Or like, how do you become a saint? Yeah, like dying. I think that's a prereq.
Yeah.
And to because basically being a saint is to be in heaven and seeing the face of God. Mm-hmm. So that should be all of our goal, I think. Mm-hmm. Right.
We're all called to be saints.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the great things about the Second Vatican Council, one of those lines is we all have the universal call to holiness. Mm-hmm. So every one of us is actually, whether you're going to be a priest, a nun, a married person, a single consecrated person, whatever, like, you're called to be a saint. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I hear the question, I think a lot of people, the question comes up because it seems so unachievable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's so far out there. But when you look at a lot of the lives of the saints, what comes to mind first? Who's the one where...
For me, for Padre Pio, he slapped people across the face. I mean, he was real.
You know,
for a lot of people, it's the rosy cheeks, and they're glowing, and they're just like, the picture perfect. But saints were sinners, and they went
Saint
to confession often.
Saint Augustine.
Saint Augustine. Saint Jerome. Saint Paul. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
These people had struggles. I think that's what really... I think our perspective on the struggles that we deal with in life and how we respond to that... is a big part. We're all going to struggle. We're all going to have temptations. Mm-hmm. And not only that on the retroactive side, but being proactive in our life, praying, almsgiving, all of you know the things that are listed. But we are all called, so we all come from different walks of life. Mm-hmm. And it's not impossible to be holy.
Yeah.
We have a great example in Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. And I think another piece is that you know, we read the different lives of the saints, and they all have a different walk of life. And so, like, our form, doesn't seem to be, like, a formula to becoming holy, necessarily, other than doing things like prayer, fasting, almsgiving, the things the church teaches us and tells us to do. But, I mean, yeah, any walk of life can reach that level, because ultimately, the saint is the person who's in total full communion with God. And so long as you're striving towards that, like, and that's your goal, I think you're on a good trajectory, at least.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Beatitudes, you know, mm-hmm. blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the criteria.
There's your checklist.
Guts, check. Flaps, check. Engine, check. Gavi, check.
It's from Christ, right? The Beatitudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you talk about the saints, and you know, you're called to like emulate them. You know, that they should be. We should know who they are. You tend to act like who you hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you hang out with, the, I think they said five people that you hang out with the most,
mm-hmm.
you tend to act like they do.
Mm-hmm.
So look who you're hanging around with. Well, if you study the saints and you start hanging out with the saints,
reading
mm-hmm. the saints, reading about their lives,
mm-hmm.
watching their movies and stuff like that, you kind of maybe you start emulating them.
Mm-hmm.
So hanging out with the saints.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it.
And praying to them, and novenas, and ways to communicate with them, because they're dead, yes, but they're fully alive in heaven,
yeah.
so they can totally have a major impact on all.
I want to meet St. Arnold at the bar.
It is interesting, though. For me, there was a time in my life where, you know, you listen to music that you grew up with, and whatever that might be, and then there comes a point where you're like, man, should I really be listening to this anymore?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you start to kind of surround yourself with the good things. Junk in, junk out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can pure in, the prayer is hopefully pure out as well.
Mm-hmm.
So our impact is our environment. And we have to have a goal, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another way I've heard, I mean, to summarize in a different way, is like, show me how you spend your time, and I'll tell you who your God is.
Oh.
If you want to be that convicted.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That's Easter.
Ow!
Yeah.
That would hurt.
I think it is healthy, though, that people ask this question because they have that innate desire mm-hmm. in their heart. For greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so if you're struggling with it, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have that internal conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you want to do the right thing. Because without that nonchalantness, I think that's when we get scared,
mm-hmm.
When we get comfortable. And like through the COVID pandemic, you get away from that
mm-hmm.
routine of the church.
Mm-hmm.
There's genius in Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
Every 7 days, you're going to Mass,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Without that, it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Patrick Kaufman's catch line is,
in the meantime, be a saint. What else is there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like to be anything less than what God created you to be. He created us to be with Him
yeah.
in heaven, to be a saint. To be anything less than what we were created to be is a failure.
It's awesome.
At life.
And God will give us the grace to do it, but it's our free will to decide and our choices.
Yeah.
Where we end up.
Which is a beautiful thing. We
mm-hmm.
all, as Americans especially, want our freedoms, you
mm-hmm.
know, and our liberties.
Want it my way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't sing.
That quote reminded me of St. Francis' quote, preach the gospel at all times, when necessary, use words. So our actions are very important.
Yes.
Very, very important.
Because mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
awesome. People are watching. Whether we know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Father Adam, I have a very direct question. If there's someone in your life that you would like to emulate, that you've been around in your life, that example, who would that person be for you?
Well, there's a number of them, right? I always want to say Mom. Like, you know, because, like, you know, I think growing up for myself, like, in the faith life, my mom was somebody I always went to with questions about faith. And she was somebody who wasn't afraid to tell me what she thought about faith or, like, what she struggled with or whatever else. So,
awesome.
I mean, in simple ways, you don't have to be a big-named person to become a saint. That's how you, like, get canonized maybe
yes.
in the Catholic Church.
Right.
But there's so many unsung heroes, and I think probably every one of us has those people in our lives
mm-hmm.
that...
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's awesome that you said Mom, you know, because those roles and that we play in the people around us, their
mm-hmm.
lives, it reminds me of St. John Paul II, you know, the domestic church, the family.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it begins.
And every time you say roles, I think of, you know, Sunday dinner.
Hungry,
yeah.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
What time is it? I think it's about that time.
But it is cool, like, at a long time in the church's history, it almost seemed like priests and nuns were the only ones becoming saints. And there's
yeah.
been tons of laity and married and single that have become saints. So there is hope for us.
Yeah.
And we talked about this earlier. You know, Peter Kreeft has that quote of saying, you know, there's only one person standing in your way of becoming a saint. It's not the devil. It's not. It's you. It's you.
Mm-hmm. There's one kind of lesser known saint. Have y'all heard of Anna Schaefer? She was one of the last people.
That was my neighbor.
Well, she was from Germany, I think. So,
Well,
she probably was.
Yeah.
So she was one of the last saints canonized by Pope Benedict XVI. And her story, like, I don't know much about it, but I just got the blurb from his homily. And basically, she was bedridden for something like 20 to 40 years.
Whoa.
And whoa. Then she died. And then she was canonized as a saint. It's like, whoa, hold on. I'd say one of the unsung traits of good saints is, like, perseverance. Because I can't imagine doing anything for 20 minutes, like working out or something. Jeez. But, like, her vigilance in her sickness of, like, she didn't use that as an opportunity to, like, say, oh, woe is me, I don't think. She was using that to pray. Mm-hmm. And now she's declared saint in the Catholic Church.
Wow. Gives us hope.
And I think, yeah, so many of us think, and maybe me, that, you know, she was bedbound. We think we have to go out and feed the poor and, you know, be in soup kitchens. I mean, God willing, we do those things if we have the capability. But what an awesome demonstration of faith, really, to know that you have that impact.
What an example for, say, the elderly people in our communities think that, you know, that they're done. This is it. There's nothing else that I can contribute to society. Well, that's not true.
Right.
That's not true. They can be the biggest prayer warriors on our side.
Absolutely.
I've never prayed to you before. I have no tongue for it.
Pray for me, Grandma.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, I'll take some of that too. So send it this way.
Amen.
Cool. It is true. And you know, one last thought I had on that, you know, working in the nursing home. People lose their identity when they lose their job. And in the nursing home, you see that. And so for them to have that purpose, that's kind of a message I've always shared with them, like, please pray. And it's great. A society is judged by how it treats its senior citizens, which is a lot of folks that go to church, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Anyways. But, you know, I hope that we've kind of answered some of these questions about sainthood and what it takes. And if there are more questions around it, though, specifically, I hope that people will ask and communicate with us and let us know. Hopefully you got some good input from Father.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us for our first Q&A. More to come in the future. So please support us by liking, subscribing, and sharing with your friends. And we'll see y'all next time. God bless.
God bless you.
Be a saint.